G'day everyone, it's Ian here in Brisbane. Well, just outside of Brisbane at the moment. I'm just driving back in. And I've been wanting to record this audio for nearly a week, I suppose. A good few days. It's in response to Christian Payne's last audio boo, documentary. We all know and love him as. Regarding the future of Audioboo, it's something I've been thinking about for some time, and I listened to him a few days ago when he first put it up because I saw it as a topic of urgency, and I've been mulling over it, and I've just re-listened to his Audioboo to try and understand what I want to express. I'm going to struggle with it, I'm sure, so I'll give it my best shot. But I just want to mention, I agree with so much of what Christian's saying. I think Audioboo's my favourite sharing medium, and I absolutely adore it. And I adore it because I love audio, and like all of the other sharing systems, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus or app.net, it doesn't matter. I don't tend to put up the dross of my life. I know a lot of people do, but I prefer to put up things that I think are significant and relevant, and if people do know me well and do care about my life, there's sort of things I'll be interested in, let alone the people who are more distant and really don't care about the more mundane things of my life. So I don't put up content daily or multiple times a day. I just put up content that I think will be at least somewhat interesting, so as not to bore people, because my life is like most people's. It's relatively mundane most of the time. And in a way, that's something that's important for a lot of people, in that they want to record the mundanality of their life. And even if their life is mundane, it's important that they want to get it down. And there are times in their lives where it's more than mundane, it's profound. And I discovered last year when I was in Berlin for those nearly 3 months, and I was recording Audioboos on a daily basis, and I took it on as part of the February that happened back then in 2012. I took it on as a discipline, both to improve my storytelling style, improve the ability to be able to express myself without falling over my tongue constantly, but also to share with the people who follow me the things I was experiencing. But the thing that came out of it that I thought was more profound than anything else was it was real-time journaling. Diaries, personal journals are things that some people still do, but a lot of people don't appreciate the power of doing it in audio. And there aren't many ways to do it in audio that are as simple and as easy as what Audioboo is at achieving. I absolutely fell in love with those audio posts that I was putting up last year, and capturing the moments that I was experiencing in this foreign city. And yes, I was sharing with people. I wanted to make it interesting enough that maybe they would enjoy it. But I go back and I've listened to them since I recorded them. I listened to them about 6 months ago. And already I've forgotten so much of the things I was talking about. And the moment I hear myself talking about them, I'm taken back to those experiences. Some of the wonderful people I met, some of the amazing eye-opening experiences, things that in my everyday mundane life here in Brisbane, I can easily forget, and to be reminded of the vitality of that city that I was in. Now, personal journaling, like I said, isn't something that's easy to do, but with an app like Audioboo, you can do it. When I meet people occasionally, and I did it a couple of times when I was in Berlin, and I'm doing it more since, talking to people about what they're doing, you can just whip out your phone and record them and find out what their story is. And that's a version of what I also do. Now, I've got my podcast over at yourstorypodcast.com, but they're long-form audio interviews. And I mix in music and I jump through a lot of hoops. But Audioboo gives you the opportunity, instead of doing a long-form interview, you can just do a short one for 10, 20 minutes, half an hour if you want to. And it's just grab and run with it. It's like leaning over somebody's shoulder and just listening in on a conversation. It's wonderful. There aren't many places we can do this, but I agree with Christian and what he's saying. I think Audio Boo is slipping. I think they have built a community of very passionate people who want to talk about their lives, their experiences, the things that they're doing in their environment, and the people they're meeting. And they want to share these stories with the world. And I think Audio Boo is selling its soul somewhat to the commercial media. I notice more and more commercial producers putting content up on Audio Boo, and I think it's devaluing the core content of Audio Boo. I know a lot of people who are visually impaired love Audio Boo. It gives them an opportunity to easily get their thoughts out and mix in a community that isn't as easy for them because of their visual impairment. I would love to hear from some of those people what their thoughts are about some of the changes with Audio Boo. As a business model, and I'm not going to even try to offer any business advice because I'm freaking hopeless at business. Know the feeling? I know some of you do. But SoundCloud, which is in a lot of ways a contemporary of Audio Boo, is doing a very good job. Now, I've been re-exploring SoundCloud in the last few weeks, and I must say, SoundCloud, the functionality, the way they bring all the topics together is really excellent. Maybe it's the German-Swedish style. I think originally the developers who first came up with it came out of Sweden, but they're now based in Berlin. I've been fortunate enough to go and check them out when I was over there. And they're doing some really good stuff. They're kicking some major goals. They're getting noticed around the world. They're supporting all sorts of activities. They're doing things that, frankly, Audio Boo should be doing. Yeah, okay. One thing that SoundCloud is doing, which I disagree with for Audio Boo, is that SoundCloud is a one-stop shop. That's where you can put up everything that is audio, from spoken word to music, the whole gamut. And the most popular topic on SoundCloud is obviously music, whereas Audio Boo is more about spoken word. I think Audio Boo, the fact that it's narrow in the sense of working with just spoken word, is its strength. The thing, though, unfortunately, and I've had this experience with my other podcast at createyourlifestory.com, is that people are a bit shy about opening their mouth and expressing things. And I am huge, and I'm sure Christian was doing the same whenever he presents about Audio Boo and the advantages of it as a storytelling medium. I'm huge in asking people to realize the power of the spoken word. So often you can write something and you can get the concept across, but there's something in the voice that is beyond profound as far as driving home the message that you really want to share with people. And if we can help and encourage and get people to use Audio Boo to talk about their lives, we can capture content that will blow everybody away far better than almost any other medium. Sure, we need sometimes people to be facilitators of it, to ask the questions, to help them relax and open up. That's the role of people like Christian and I. But there is a whole raft of people out there who can speak well, can have a conversation well, and we ought to be sharing their stories. And Audio Boo is a great system. And the fact that it syncs with all the other systems, and there are people who are interested in my life and Christian's life who go out there and listen to the feed. There is something significant about that. I repost Audio Boo content onto my personal blogs if it's relevant to the topic that I'm blogging about. I'll grab other people's audio as well and put it up. Audio Boo is really special, and I know that there is a business imperative to making it work. I know that it's important that they become profitable. If their goal is growth, 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 they might end up killing the goose that's laying the golden egg, when maybe just a few golden eggs is enough. You know, Audio Boo is really special, and I think if the powers that be can listen to the users and the people who know far more than I do about how to make it run better, more efficiently, if they can take advice from people who understand social media and audio and publishing and try and make that work a lot better, and use something like SoundCloud as a bit of a role model because they are kicking some serious goals. I think Audioboo has a great place and it's really special to me, and I would hope that it continues to flourish. If it was to fail, I know that all I would do is just take all of my content and all of everything that I'm currently doing, and I'd just jump across onto SoundCloud, because SoundCloud does have a lot of the functionality. But what SoundCloud doesn't have is it doesn't have the community. And that's what I love most of all about Audioboo. It's specialised about audio, storytelling, spoken word, and it has a community that interacts. The big broadcasters who come along don't interact. They broadcast. The very definition of that word is broadcast. Whereas when somebody gets on Audioboo and tells a conversation, we listen to them because they're speaking directly to us, and it's a really profound system. I hope that we can continue to nourish Audioboo, and I hope that the powers that be really look after it and cherish how important it is to the greater community and not just the big broadcasters. They're my thoughts. Love to know yours.